I Can Have This by Telesilla, read by Helen 78. One night, when they were all more than a little drunk after the spring festival on the mainland, John, his mouth still burning from being stretched around Ronan's cock, his ass pleasantly sore after a sound pounding from Rodney, and Taylor still on his lap, said, "I could take more, you know." He'd laughed when Rodney snorted somewhat skeptically. "Really? I'd love a good gangbang." That should have been the end of it, because Jesus Christ, he had three lovers, and really it was kind of greedy to say he wanted more. He'd snuggled down with them and thought nothing more of his admission. And now, Taylor is checking the soft leather restraints, wrists, upper arms, thighs, ankles, and a strap across the middle of his back that bind him to the padded bench thing. Rodney asks if John still has the keys, and for all that he's really fucking nervous and incredibly turned on, John rolls his eyes behind the blindfold and shakes the set of keys in his hand. For an adventure that started out with Rodney saying, "I know this place," this is stacking up to be one of the most surreal events in a very surreal vacation. Taylor's hand moves down John's back, pauses, and then John feels her fingers tugging at the plug he's been wearing for the last half hour. He misses it when it's gone, but it's replaced by Ronan's big, long fingers smoothing more lube into him. He moans and tries to push back, but while the restraints aren't tight, they're placed in a way that keeps him amazingly still. "We will be watching, John," Taylor says. Ronan pats his ass lightly, and John can smell Rodney's aftershave as he's kissed gently. For a moment, when he knows they're moving back to stand against the wall, he wants to say something, wants to stop this. And then he can hear the door opening, and his heart starts pounding, and while the fear isn't gone, it's overshadowed by wanting, sharp and fierce. His hands go tight on the keys, because the last thing he wants to do now is drop them and end this before it gets started. While the taste of latex isn't exactly a turn-on, the feel of a cock that could belong to anyone moving between his lips is, and he moans and starts sucking. He's barely gotten used to it when a pair of hands move over his ass before spreading him open. The cock that follows is a nice size, and John forgets that he's bound and tries to push back against it. The man behind him chuckles but says nothing as he immediately starts fucking John hard. It's a different rhythm than the guy in front of him is using, and John has to consciously relax. "Just let it happen," he tells himself. As soon as the guy behind him comes with a harsh grunt and pulls out, there's another man, and this one is fucking hung. John gasps and groans around the cock in his mouth, and then the guy in his mouth is coming. John wishes he could swallow, but the whole point of doing this here is that it's safe in every way. Then there's another cock pushing into his mouth, and this guy's impatient. He grabs John's hair and shoves in hard, and John does his best to relax his throat and just take it. The big guy behind him picks up his pace, and now John's being fucked hard at both ends, and this, oh fuck yeah, this is what he wanted. The fifth person to fuck him, or is it the sixth, John's not sure, is a woman packing a short but incredibly thick dildo, and for a moment John comes out of his mindless haze and wonders if it's Taylor. But no, her hands are too big as she palms his ass and pushes into him so slowly that he ends up whining around the cock in his mouth. He's hurting now. "So fucking good, it's too much, really. No, it's still not enough. I can take more. I want more." And the room smells like latex and the sweat that's dripping off him and pooling in the small of his back, and the faint scent of whatever lube they keep using on him. He's desperate to come, but he's never been able to manage it without more stimulation on his cock than he's getting now. And anyway, Taylor had strapped a cock ring around him just in case. There's a bit of a break up front for a moment, and he smells the unmistakable scent of horny Rodney as a straw is pressed against his swollen mouth. He drinks gratefully, trust Rodney to make sure it's Gatorade, as the woman with the dildo moans high and clear and then pulls out. Rodney's hand runs through John's soaked hair and readjusts the blindfold, and then there are another pair of hands on his ass and another cock moving into him. With his mouth free, he can't help crying out, because he's sore and swollen and it hurts. Rodney's hand tightens in his hair, and then he backs off. Before he goes, he strokes the back of John's hand, the one holding the keys, lightly. John knows what he means and tightens his grip on them. He loses track of time after that, and the blindfold is wet with the tears he can't help crying. It's amazing, really. So good. It hurts. It's like flying. I never want anything but this. Never want to be anyone but someone who gets used like this. Never want to do anything ever again if it's not getting fucked, sucking cock. It hurts. I can't bear it. I needed this so much. I still need it. Need more. This is who I am. No one can take this from me, and they love me anyway. And then there's no one behind or in front of him. He struggles, moving restlessly with his mouth opening and closing around emptiness. The same emptiness he feels in his ass. He wants more, but he can't seem to remember how to speak, and so he fights the bondage for a moment before a big pair of hands rest on his ass. That calms him almost instantly, and he waits for another cock to push into him. Instead, the cuffs and straps are loosening, and he's surrounded by the smell of the people he loves most. It's Ronan who carries him to a nearby bed, and then settles behind him, pulling John down onto his cock. John actually screams a little, but he's still clinging to the keys in his hand, and he slams himself down on Ronan's dick, because goddamn, but it's good. Ronan moves him just a little, and then there's another cock in his mouth, this one without latex. It tastes like Rodney, and like Ronan's cock in his ass, it feels like home. Both of them try to go slowly, to be gentle, and John finally growls as much as he can, given how sore his throat is. That's enough for both of them, and as the familiar rhythm begins, John lets himself relax into it. He'd almost forgotten about his own dick until a slick, wet mouth moves down over it, causing him to whimper against Rodney's cock. Rodney grabs his hair hard, shoves in, and now, oh yeah, now John can swallow as Rodney comes with a shout that echoes around the room. Ronan sits back, and Taylor pulls her mouth away from John's cock. He whimpers again, but then she's settling down over his cock, breathing hard as Ronan fucks John right up into her cunt. John smells Rodney again, and then he's being kissed the way no one but Rodney can with that incredible wide mouth of his. Giving one last grunt, Ronan comes with a hard thrust, and John cries out into Rodney's mouth. Remaining where he is, Ronan holds John close, kissing the back of his neck as Rodney kisses John's mouth. A slim hand is reaching down, and he feels Taylor's fingers against his cock as she rubs her clit. And then, as she goes tight around his cock, she finally unsnaps the ring. And now John really screams as his long-delayed orgasm rips through him at the speed of sound, leaving him boneless and all but unconscious in its wake. After he's carefully moved down onto the bed and gently wiped down with soft, warm, damp towels, all three of his lovers somehow curl themselves around him. As he settles back, feeling utterly loved and cherished, he finally lets his hand open. The set of keys fall to the floor, and the soft light in the room catches on the words embossed on the tag. The Establishment, San Francisco. End. This has been a reading of I Can Have This by Telesilla, read by Helen78. For more of the author's work, visit archiveofourown.org/users/Telesilla.